half open, half shut, all day. The solicitor's apartments are three in number, consisting of a slice, a cell, and a wedge. The slice is assigned to the two clerks, the cell is occupied by the principal, and the wedge is devoted to stray papers, old game baskets from the country, a washing stand, and a model of a patent ship's caboose, which was exhibited in the Chancery at the commencement of the present century, on an application for an injunction to restrain infringement. At about 9:30 on every weekday morning, the younger of the two clerks, who, I have reason to believe, leads the fashion at Pentonville in the articles of pipes and shirts, may be found knocking the dust out of his official door key on the bunk or locker before mentioned. And so exceedingly subject to dust is his key, and so very retentive of that superfluity, that in exceptional summer weather, when a ray of sunlight has fallen on the locker in my presence, I have noticed its inexpressive countenance to be deeply marked by a kind of Brammer erysipelas, or smallpox. This set of chambers, as I have gradually discovered when I have had restless occasion to make inquiries,